Project manager Katie Slusher also says Parks and Rec must submit its budget proposal for the next fiscal year to the city manager soon, as work sessions get underway for that annual exercise. The public meeting at the Williamson Road Library branch is another chance to hear what residents want, says Slusher, since the last review in pre-pandemic 2019.
As a lot of people have experienced, right, particularly with parks, the way people interact with their parks, their use of their local parks has changed dramatically in the past 5 years. While this is just kind of the midpoint update to our 10-year master plan, there's a bit of an outsized impact there of some of those changes in the last 5 years that we're seeing a really high level of interest in even just this update.
Slusher says funding during COVID, like American Rescue Plan money, helped jumpstart projects like the planned White Water Park in the Roanoke River, but that money is drying up.
People have seen a lot of investment coming into the parks that they have not historically seen happen, and that is going to set an expectation that is going to be difficult for us to meet, but we are trying to be really strategic about how we position ourselves with these kinds of planning documents to be really competitive applying for grant funding streams.
Wednesday night's master plan update public meeting at the Williamson Road Library begins at 6 and will last for an hour. Gene Morano, WFIR News.